live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Looks like a beach boy.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig the
my God. Okay, now who's going to sing the high note?
Hey. I'm on.
No, you do. You look nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? I had a couple judges coming in.
That's big, ain't it?
I'm big.
How'd you do?
Big. I don't know. Well, I don't think it's how I did. It's
how they do.
You know, it's how they did.
Yep. He didn't get arrested, so yep. That has to be good.
So
Big George
had the sheriff and two.
Yep.
Is George in the band?
Yeah, Erastus. Yeah.
He's actually in a couple of them.
Yeah, he was. Let's. I think he is still in Erastus. He said he's in a couple of them.
Yeah,
and he wrote a song.
No, don't.
Play. While he was here.
Yep. No, it's one that the Reds are considering using.
I'm sure they are.
Well, Marty called him by name 3 months after he...
After he wrote it?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Well,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm saying that he has gotten personal phone calls from Reds officials about it. So.
Big?
Mm-hmm.
That's big. Welcome to Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee. How you doing, Fee?
Pretty good, Bubby.
Jackson, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Glad you stuck around.
Another good show, bud.
Yeah.
Hey.
You bring in the big dough.
I'll tell you.
You're on it.
Until you get Hal McCoy, though.
That's big.
I mean,
that's big.
Everybody's nobodies compared to him. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what would be neat?
Have Hal McCoy and George Moore.
Pete Rose.
They do know each other. He had a lot of conversations with Mr.
Pete McCoy. Might stop in before
signed his
thing
guitar case and everything.
We'll give him a call.
Mm-hmm. Pete's going to be in St. Henry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fort Recovery before that, probably at Fort Recovery Radio, talking to him for a couple hours.
We'll catch him for an hour.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's going to cost $5,000 to get him over here. He don't wipe his butt without
getting paid for it.
Yeah. Pete Rose sucks.
I don't like him.
Huh?
I don't like him.
I know you don't.
I loved him playing baseball.
I did too. I like him. We'll go see him. Spencer said we're going to go see him.
Yep. Harold's not going to go.
I can't go.
Why?
He's in Florida. Sitting on the beach.
Why?
I'll be in Florida. I ain't happy about
laughing
it.
Laughing at us.
I think they ought to change. They'll change the date.
He's on the show. He'll call sick or something.
He might.
It's a racket.
Got a bellyache. I'm out.
When you going to Florida?
May 6th.
Where at?
Fort Myers.
Dude.
That's big time.
Taking my kids.
That'd be nice of you.
This might be our only shot together.
We're done?
They're about to all get jobs.
Yeah.
Yep. For years.
Yep.
Thank God.
I have heard the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Treasurer's Report, effective as of Monday.
Yeah.
Let me go over this real quick.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting stuff.
Hey.
Hmm?
Fire away.
Yeah. Baseball has $53.24 in it.
Wow.
Four balls.
Mm-hmm.
Three pizzas.
Acme baseball is $48.
Nope.
Varsity girls basketball has $6,629.54.
Share the wealth.
The football parents have $1,810.
Nice.
The track and cross country has $1,037.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous.
The football program has $13,415 in it. Boys varsity basketball is $3,142.74. Volleyball.
Why the girls have twice as much as the boys basketball? Why is that?
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Big fun.
You know, did we get new uniforms this year in boys' side? I think we did.
Very bad.
So, you know, could be something like that.
Well, but the athletic boosters wouldn't pay for uniforms, would they?
They may put some money. I mean, they could.
Towards it.
Because what happens is that the athletic department may have a rule that says you get uniforms every 3 years. Well, they may want them every other, so they may raise some funds.
Maybe they... We got two baseballs.
We got two baseballs this year.
Too bad.
The volleyball program is $552.25. The cheerleaders have $319.37. Girls golf program, $572.50. Boys golf program, $338.47. The swim team has $575. And the booster checking account has $23,238.45.
So that's all those added up?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There might be some other funds there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And then,
so what's the biggest, like, upcoming booster project?
Wait, let me finish.
Hey, I'll shut up.
He's got her all on the paper.
The page don't lie.
It's not lying.
Our savings account, Project B account, has $1,421. Softball program has $2,287.
You say Project B?
Mm-hmm.
What's our Project B?
It was A, then it went to B. Our project account, it all has something to do with the Jerry Maurice deal.
Oh.
And then the project account itself has $30,712 in it. And we have a loan balance of $24,000. And our next payment is due July of 2017. Loan final balloon payment will be in July of 2018. So we will have that thing
paid off.
Paid off in July of 2018. That is.
That's quick.
Absolutely incredible.
Really,
that's
is.
Pretty impressive.
It's amazing when you think about it.
Wow.
How old is that thing?
I think it's three or four, actually.
Oh,
it's been a while. It's longer than it seems.
Trying to think how long we've been in there.
I don't know for sure. Everything's always longer ago than it seems.
Yeah, probably right.
I don't think it's been four. It may have been
three maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm sure somebody's listening will tell us out on that. Say, how long is that?
You know? Exactly right.
Well, nobody's listening.
Well, I'm thinking Boofman's junior year, we were hitting out in the gym. So it had to be 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
Talk about Blake?
Yeah. He's been out three. I think this will be his fourth. It might have been four.
Well, did Kelsey play in it?
No.
She's been out 4 years.
Yeah, so it was probably 3 years. I bet it was 3 years.
We sound like our grandmas.
You do.
Can't remember anything.
Hey, no kidding. Ain't that amazing? How when you get older, you think, when was that date? What the hell was that? That's what we talk about. You haven't done that.
That'd be 6 months ago. 7 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'll be dang.
It's always that way.
Boys, I got a big announcement.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This is big.
Big.
It's big.
I mean, this is breaking news.
Do you win the lottery? You won the Queen of Hearts drawing.
No. Oh, nobody won.
Nobody won.
Big.
$3,300 that he won camp. Didn't win. He got drawn, but didn't win. Breaking news. Ready?
Yeah.
What is it?
You ready?
Yep.
Yes.
It's big.
I'm ready for it.
We're excited.
Okay, Reach or Matt All, let's get to it.
I got
a never-ending love
for you. Never heard that song.
Early in the morning. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. Is it a good song?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Forgot what my breaking news was.
Must have been terribly important.
He broke it. I got
word.
I got a message today.
Beep, 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 beep.
And it said, I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the Bee Gees.
Wasn't that?
You get a call?
I got a message.
A message?
Mm-hmm. It is official.
Official.
All right.
January 13th.
Valentine's Day.
January 13th. Valentine's Day.
I don't think
right
that's
after
right at
New
all.
New Year's Eve. Fort Recovery Indians will host Worthington, Kilbourne, and Tom Souter.
No kidding.
Awesome. Yes.
Is that right?
And awesome. It will be a fundraiser game for the Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And Tom Souter's.
I think that's a great thing.
I got a message
thing.
To Tom. And he's very excited about coming home.
Oh, my.
And we're going to have Tom on here. He's going to call in and we'll.
When's he going to call?
Tonight? Not tonight. Okay. Hold on, sometime. You know, beforehand, we'll talk a little bit about it. But, he said, you know, he just can't. He's been wanting to do this for a couple of years. And it finally, we had an opening, they had an opening, and our dates jived.
January 13th.
So on the 12th, we play New Bremen at home. Mm-hmm. So we are thinking. We, being number of guys, AD Kurt Rammel, we'd like to do something really cool that weekend and have like a special cancer Alzheimer's weekend of fundraising.
Yeah.
And have perfect. Like a Friday night after the New Bremen game, have a dance or something, and just make a really cool deal. And it's just, I think it's really cool. And hopefully, you know, but Coach Al, who is still our only state champion boys basketball coach.
Yep.
And a legend. And, you know, it'd be great. I see Coach still out mowing his grass.
Yep.
And God love him.
I wish he'd stop doing that.
He makes me mad
how fit he is, and he's old enough to be my dad.
That's unbelievable. Yesterday,
makes me mad.
He was bent over picking dandelions.
Yeah.
I know he was bent over for at least 2 minutes in one spot.
You're falling over.
Yeah.
No, I got a head rush.
My knees giving up.
Yeah.
That guy is unbelievable, Coach Allen.
Yep.
And it's just going to be a really neat deal, and I'm sure that Jackie
will be a great weekend.
Text Tom or something. He'll be fired up about that.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, I think that's really going to be neat.
It is neat because, you know, I see Tom every once in a while, and he talks about bringing his kids back and explain to them how you know, they don't understand what it's like to be raised in a town where you know everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you can... You run the streets, you know, you get home when the street lights come on, right. And it was...
You know, it'll be interesting, you know, when he gets announced, and the younger kids don't know, but everybody in that, you know, will remember Coach Allen, remembers the Souders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be a really cool event, you know, wow.
Oh, that'll be
1974.
Huge. Yep. Be huge.
So it's been, what is that, 40 years? 43 years.
43 years.
That's freaking awesome, man.
That is pretty awesome.
Big Dom coming home. So, and then we had some other coaching news around here, and I see that Tri-Village coach Josh Segester announced his resignation this afternoon.
Really?
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he's out, and he said he's going to be full-time superintendent and spend more time with his wife and nothing to do with the hazing. Yeah. Yeah, right, coach.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with that.
I'm tired of listening to my phone, right?
Yeah.
I'm out.
So he's out. I see that Jeff Hardings is the new head football coach at Worthington Christian High School in Columbus.
Really?
Yes. He was.
What's he doing in Columbus? They have to be an Ohio State fan, wouldn't he?
Yeah. He is an offensive and defensive line coach the last 2 years at Worthington Christian, and he got the head coaching job.
Taking over.
Pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
And then Salina named their head football coach, Brandon Bader, is the new head football coach at Salina. So,
where's he from?
He's a hometown boy.
Hometown boy?
Yeah.
Thinking he was.
So is there a backstory to that?
No, I think that Salina's having a really hard time getting kids to play. Their numbers are terrible. Yeah. You know, they're like, Bill Wellman said it's like 33 guys is all they had out. You know, and when you have
wow.
You know, that's not very many.
No, that's not too bad for Fort Recovery size, but that's terrible.
That's still not very good for us, even.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we were surviving on that, but that's definitely horrible for them.
Yeah, so
that's
I think they had to go in a different direction, and they did. And now we're going to come back after this break, and we're going to talk about the Fort Recovery Indians baseball program, mm-hmm. Lady Indians softball. We're going to talk Cincinnati Reds. We're going to talk NBA playoffs. We got a full show tonight.
Draft. We got the draft coming.
We're going to have a draft. We're going to have something big next Wednesday night, folks. We're going to have
the draft.
We're still working on details, but we could have our two draft gurus in studio and do their mock draft.
Nobody talked to me about that.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
He said, too, you're number three, Jack.
I'm number three.
Okay. Number three.
Yeah, we'd like to get two guys who understand the game of football.
That'd be big.
Yeah.
Pork and Ross?
No, them two are idiots.
What?
No, this is bigger than that.
Cliff.
No, Cliff is an idiot. It's his yard. What are you doing, Cliff?
Cliff, he thinks he's in Arizona.
Huh?
I didn't see his yard, so I don't know what we're talking about.
It's a little
about.
Dusty.
Oh.
He did put a new sidewalk around. Cliff is not that house will be.
Oh, it'll be
nice. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he needs to get that front
it'll
porch on sometime.
It's going
to
be nice.
75 before he's going to get it done.
Cliff,
it's going to be awesome.
He's had it on four times since he's lived there.
That's right.
So who's the guy?
How about Jeff Gray? Do you love Jeff Gray or what?
You know what? There's a couple of guys that came from Fort Recovery. Jeff Gray, Jim Zerner, both come to mind, that are simply top-notch individuals that you would trust with anything.
Yep, great guys.
You know?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, when you look at people that, that you admire and people that when they come in, they grab your attention, right? Yeah. There's two guys that you look at and say, man, what?
Do the best.
Yeah. Of course, just because you carry the gun.
Yeah, he's a little scared.
Yeah. Did he have a gun tonight?
I didn't see it.
I don't think so.
I bet he has one.
Pistol. Right. Hmm? So he's a big proponent of the whole concealed carry thing, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Is he?
Yeah. Which, you know, kind of surprised me from a policeman's standpoint.
Hmm. Why?
Well, I don't know. You'd think if you're going to arrest somebody, you'd like to know that they don't have a gun, you know?
But at the same time, I think where he's coming from on that is he's in Mercer County. If he was in Columbus, that wouldn't be his thought process.
You don't know. I would say it would be.
He likes it. I don't know. Not everybody. Well, I guess if you can pass the...
Yeah. If you're doing it legally.
Yeah. He's a believer, boys.
Yep.
Let's take a break. Come right back.
Break feet. Time.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday night for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brook Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the baseball games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, our Indians will host the Versailles Tigers in an MAC game, and it's Wing Night, sponsored by Brick Street Tavern. On Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a doubleheader, with the first game starting at 11 a.m. Get to all the games you can this week to help cheer on our Indians, but if you just can't get to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
What was a stinger?
Sports Talk with Bubba V.
Welcome to Sports Talk 830. Stinger. 832, Jack.
832.
832, Mr. Feely.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about the week that was that's coming up in Indian baseball. Mr. Feely, let's recap. Going back to last week, we played last week.
Thursday?
Redskins. Sanford Redskins on Thursday. Indians come out with a 4-0 win, Fee.
Yes, sir.
And pitching that game was Nick Thwaites, and threw a one-hitter. And
very good.
He was pretty solid.
Yep. Very solid. He was dialed in. They had their one hit, hit the base and flew up in the air. That's how they got their one base hit.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to feel that either.
I don't know. That'd been a tough one for him.
Yeah.
But we might have. Never know.
No hitters are overrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You agree with that or not?
There's a lot of them in high school.
What's overrated?
No hitters.
I mean, we've been no hit. Think about that. We've given up one hit over 17 innings to the Blue Jays and
the Reds. We gave up two hits in 22 innings, and we were 1-1.
Yep.
Something ain't right with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Anyway, the Indians get the Sanford Redskins, our rival, our team that we've had. We've had some great games with them in the past, Fee. And
big win.
You had to feel good about that.
Yeah, big win for us. I mean, Mac, we had to get that. It was a must for us, especially after getting beat by Delphus. So. Right. Coming back, St. Henry's pretty good. They're decent. I thought we played pretty well that game, actually. Played pretty good defensively. Yeah. Twaitsey was good. And it's a big win for us. Got our first MAC win. Then we went on to, what, Saturday? Doubleheader?
That is correct.
South Adams. Reese Rogers came out, pitched really well first game. Got Jerry's 100th win, which was kind of neat. And what did we end up with the final there?
6-2?
6-2, maybe?
That is correct.
Yeah, 6-2.
I believe that one was 6-2, yeah.
Reese, I think Reese went the whole way. He did a nice job. And in the second game, we handed the ball to Micaiah. Micaiah went about one inning, and he said his elbow hurt. So we took him out. And then we ran a lot of pitchers in.
Yeah.
And it
and several of them was their first time on the mound.
First time out, you know, and they took a big lead on us. And then we made a great comeback in the seventh inning.
Yes, we did.
Tied it up. What were we down, Bobby? We were down
4 or 5. I can't remember which one.
Five runs, I think, going into the
and had no and two outs and no
two outs
out.
And Max Klingscher, player of the game, that
yeah. game,
let us off. Got on.
Went
and
second,
you thought he stole second, he stole third, and he scores. That's tremendous. The guy was playing hard. Even though you know, everybody else had pretty much given up, he was still playing hard.
Absolutely.
And that was fun. I think I kind of revived just a little bit, and a couple hits here and there, a couple errors, and all of a sudden, we tied it up. And we had a chance of winning it.
Bases loaded.
Will hit an absolute laser into center field that if it gets down, we win the game.
Right.
But, yep. We came back.
You're right at him.
They got a couple runs the next inning. We made some mistakes again.
Yeah.
And ended up losing.
In that game, Cade Wendell took the loss for the innings. He come in and pitched the 12th inning or the 10th inning.
10th inning, yeah.
And didn't get any help defensively. And we made some mistakes.
Yeah, we made some mistakes.
And we split the doubleheader fee. Then we come back. And on Monday night, we have Shawnee. And we talked fee about... That was a tough game because
and we were flat. I mean, we came out flat, we played flat, but you know we were on our way yesterday and to the game at New Bremen, and Bob and I and Calpe were talking about it. You know, there was a lot of factors there. We had our boys were there at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and we finally finished at 6. So they had a long day at the ballpark. The next day is Easter. You know, you're eating wide open, laying around lazy, and then when they have no school on Monday. So then they come back, and it looked like we were pretty flat, and basically we wore every arm out we had.
Right.
So we ended up pitching actually three guys that had basically pitched JV, and that's it. Yeah. So and Ethan Shane pitched. He led off, and then we brought Mason Will in, and finished with the freshman Joe Homan, and. We got way behind in that one too. It was 12-7 or 12-4, I think. And then we ended up making a little run at the end there too. So we did show a little life there in the seventh inning, but
I thought that Mason and Joe both pitched pretty well.
Yeah.
For not having pitched.
For not pitching, yeah.
For not having pitched.
Mason came out and nervous. And he balked and he had some things that were all nerves, I think.
Yep.
But, you know, that's. You know, you're throwing a kid out there that hasn't pitched a bullpen probably in 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 4 weeks, you know, so that's not easy for him.
No, it makes it tough, but we need to have him get out there. And it wasn't a league game, so do what.
Yeah, and it didn't mean a lot to us. And so, and then we were figuring on, we wanted to get Cade back for Tuesday against New Bremen. And
the hitting stars on Saturday, on Monday fee, we hit the ball hard. We had our big hitters hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
We seen something, you know, when you play a game like that, we know that they're going to hit the ball, they're going to score. We know that a chance of us winning something like that, winning and losing that game, we really...
Wasn't the end of the world.
No.
Yeah.
But we got to get better. Seeing live pitches, and they had a big right-hander who clocked at 80.
Yeah, threw hard.
And you looked at a couple guys who hit the ball hard was guys, Nick Twaits and Will Homan.
Will Homan
is seeing the baseball.
He's seeing the ball pretty good right now. Cade Wendell is, too. Those three guys. Yeah, and Benny. I mean, our top of the lineup is definitely playing pretty good right now. And then, you know, I think we're getting there. You know, and we were a little disappointed last night. You know, we won 7-2, but we made 5 or 6 errors again. And you know, that's the stuff that we got to get rid of somehow, you know. And I think the kids will work hard. They'll get better at that. You know, we've dropped some balls, some routine fly balls we got to get. And we made some bad plays. And, you know, just and a little bit of lazy stuff that Coach wasn't real happy about. But
so is it mental things or is it physical?
I think last night, you know, and he was really stressing, you know, you got to have some passion out there, you know, and we didn't have any. I mean, we last couple of games, you know, we've been pretty dead. And
water.
I think, you know, it's coming. You know, we like Bob said last night, too, you know, we lost 6 guys. You know, 6 starters off of that team. You know, 5 seniors, and Boofy ends up moving away. And, you know, that's 6 starters we lost. You know, and everybody just, you know, you automatically just think we're going to be really good again. But when you start punching in 6 spots,
yeah,
there's a lot of kids that are just now starting to figure out how to hit, how to play, you know. And
yeah, but the passion part of it, when you have new blood, it shouldn't be a part of it.
Should be easy, you know? Yes. That's the key.
It should be, Jack, but I think when you have 2 seniors, both of them are not into that role of being leaders.
Yeah.
Where last year you had Jackson Hobbs, where you had who wasn't scared to say, call you out.
Yeah.
When you lose that leadership and you don't, you're not sure where it's coming from yet.
Yeah.
I think that's something that plays a big role. And if you ask anybody, you know, you got to have leadership. And and I don't know. I mean, we're 8-4.
We're actually really
Nick
doing well.
Twaite has thrown 14 innings.
Yeah.
Now,
probably the best pitcher in the league.
No, probably is about it. He is the best pitcher in the league.
I mean, it just seems like it's just not worked out right. You know, it's almost like, well, we want to keep him for the big games, but he keeps getting passed because, you know, well, we don't want to waste him here. Well, we don't. Yeah. And Nick's not he's a preparer.
He's not a Jackson Hobbs.
No, he's a preparer. I get prepared. I'm going to pitch when, coach, you know, and I know, and I'm going to go out and do my routine. And he brings it. He knows how to pitch. I mean, that guy, he brings it there. Jackson Hobbs, you would tell him, go get us 2 outs, you know. I know you just pitched 14 innings last night, but just go get us 2 outs, and he would go do it. You know, I got it. And that's not Nick. Nick's not going to do that. But, you know, we have good pitching. I mean, last night Cade Wendell really pitched well again. I mean, he's throwing the ball in the 80s, and if he gets that curveball, and last night he did, you know, he was getting curveball over pretty good. It makes it tough on a hitter.
Yeah.
And he looks good. And Benny came in, threw great, threw 1 inning, really nice. And Makai came in, and he looked better, I thought, you know. It didn't seem to have any he didn't have any soreness, you know, which is the biggest thing now. You know, you're looking at a kid that ain't never threw
seat
forever.
Sucks, don't it?
Yeah, 4 years.
Bad seat.
Yeah, I mean, 4 years since he's played any baseball, so all that stuff's coming. And I still think, you know, I told him last night, I think a lot of the stuff is confidence, too. Those kids are all coming in new positions. You know, you got to be confident out there. I know I'm going to catch that fly ball. You know, and if you've been doing it for 3 years, it's no big deal.
Spencey's chairs are set up for 18-year-old kids. Not for big fat old guys.
We got Jack 7 feet in the air right now.
Well, just reach down and that little lever on the side, just on the left side.
You can't reach it.
It's dangling right now. Woo, there he goes.
Now he's a 3-year-old
kid. Barber's chair.
I'm struggling.
No, and see, you're right. I mean, we you know, last year we was 8-4.
Yeah, I mean, nobody realizes that right. We're in the same position we were last year.
And you know, the thing about Twaitsey, and last year we had Twaitsey and we had Hobbsy, okay? And I think Cade is a Hobbs. I look at that as Cade being a Hobbs.
Yeah.
Cade would throw that ball. He'd pitch every day. Whenever you want him to pitch, he'll take the ball.
And he proved that Saturday. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden we tied this game up, and it was like, now what are we going to do? Because we're out of arms.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you put somebody that ain't pitched forever in Shaney, right, and Cade says, I'll take it. Give me the ball.
Right.
You know?
And with Nick Twaite, what you have here is a kid who, you know, this is not a bad thing, but he wants to play baseball the rest of his life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's his goal, to play baseball the rest of his life. He wants to make a living playing baseball.
Yeah.
And he's programming. He's his mentality is not of let's win. I'm not saying it's not win every game, but his mentality is this is what I'm supposed to do. This is how I'm going to get to that next level.
Yep.
You know? And I think that
I think exactly. I mean, I think that's perfect. I have no problem with that at all. I mean, because when he's out there, he is going to give you 100%.
He knows exactly what he's. I mean, I've never seen a kid who just, he gets it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, and
the neat thing about that kid is he can hit.
Oh,
that he hit a bomb the other night on Monday. Yeah. You know, we were making a comeback, and he hit one over the Purple Monster. Yeah. It's a bomb. Hit the ball good.
Rake it. I agree with you. I agree. And Indians win a MAC game, and we go to 2-1. I was looking at the current MAC, and I think Coldwater and Delphus are both 3-0. Fort Recovery is 2-1. Parkway is 2-1. And then Versailles was 1-1. They got beat to Marion Local. And then I got Minster and St. Henry both 1-2. Marion Local 1-2. New Knoxville 0-3.
Yeah.
So the MAC is, you know, I think there's
pretty
still
even.
Wide open.
Absolutely. Oh, you know? Delphus is going to get beat.
Oh, yeah.
They can't throw young Peter every game.
He can't throw every game.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how solid they are. That other kid wasn't bad to pitch against us either.
No.
He's there, too. But
yeah. And they got Buddy.
Vote kid.
And they got Buddy Jackson catching.
Yep. Buddy?
Buddy Jackson.
Buddy Jackson.
And he's pretty good, too. Buddy Jackson. Take a break, Cordell 9. Big Feet Jackson.
Big Jackson.
Jack Jackson. Jackson is a tough ass. I mean, it's a tough name.
It is.
Yep. I know.
What's your name?
It's the coach's son. Yep.
That's what
Jackson.
Yep.
Huh?
That's what I was going to name Cody.
Jackson Feely?
My wife wouldn't let me.
Why?
So I want to name after Jimmy Jackson.
Honey,
he's the best basketball player ever. I love him.
I love Jimmy Jackson.
So I named him Jackson.
No, we ain't named him.
Except he got into me on Twitter. He didn't like me on Twitter.
Whoa.
I do remember
what?
That.
Jimmy Jackson.
Why?
Huh?
Why did you call him a fat ass? He's hitting your...
Do you want us to take a break?
We'll come back.
Okay. Or we don't have to.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
He got mad at me because I grossed him out.
Yeah, you called him out on something.
Yeah.
No.
You know? And he said, looks like you haven't missed many meals. My picture, my profile picture. I said, that's real good, Jackson. Jimmy Jackson.
What's that have to do with what you did?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. That wasn't very nice, was it? I mean, I'm just grossing out.
He hasn't missed many meals either.
That's like today. I'm listening to 93.1 Fan, okay?
Yep.
Koza, and they have on Mark Ray from Buckeye Sports Bulletin, and he's talking about the spring game and how it's a joke. He said, you know, he just said it's absolutely horrible, and he doesn't understand it. And I just said, I texted him. He is a grumpy sports writer who doesn't get it. You know how many kids get to go to Ohio Stadium for $5 who get to see the band?
Absolutely.
Who gets to see the... That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's not about that spring game. Who cares about Scarlet Grill?
Thank you very much.
Come on.
And I'm like, and I sent that.
So what, do they want them to go and beat each other's brains out?
Stupid.
Like, evaluate your team when you're 5 months away from the first game.
It's all right. Yeah, thank you.
We're all right.
I just grossed him out a little bit.
It's an exhibition.
It is. It's like the NBA All-Star game.
Like any All-Star game.
Yeah.
NHL All-Star game.
Ooh, I like that.
You like NHL?
Oh,
baseball, at least.
Hey, you ever get tickets to the Columbus Blue Jackets as in your position?
What do you mean in my position?
Jack!
You're big, Jack.
No.
Come on.
The only thing that I get tickets for is I do sneak a couple of free rides tickets to the Jubilee.
That's big.
That is big.
That is big.
Seems like a little more than you deserve, but
that is big.
They give you an armband or something?
You know what?
An adult armband.
And then I got to follow my 4-year-old granddaughter up those 9,000 steps to that slide.
Oh. You're dead by the time.
I'm looking forward to
that. And then I go to slide down that, and my butt cheeks hangs over the side of the thing. I stick on the damn thing anyway.
You need a wider burlap sack.
You know, I need to crawl down the thing because my butt won't let me slide down it.
That's no good.
It ain't easy being
just
me.
Put like a little powder.
Hey.
A little, as you lead it out in front of you, just start shaking it.
Dumping it so you'll move.
Be sparks coming down there. Let's take a break.
This time we will.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Winter's over, the warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
It's time for the annual VFW Cancer Dance. It'll be this Saturday night, April 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. Anthems and Alibis will be playing all night, and you don't need to be a VFW member to step out and support a good cause. There'll be an auction, and they're going to be giving out lots of raffle prizes donated by local businesses, and all proceeds will go to local cancer associations. Head on out to the VFW this Saturday night for this fun annual event, the Cancer Dance with Anthems and Alibis, open to the public. It starts at 7 with lots of prizes in an auction that night.
La da 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 la da 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 da. The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
We should have been the Bee Gees.
Yeah. You know what?
Before they were Bee Gees.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that we should form a group of monks.
I'm in. What's a monk mean?
Monk.
Well, you know how, like,
we do chants.
Like they had the Sisters of the Disorder.
Uh-huh.
I think the monks.
We have the monks of the, you know, whatever. And I think we could sing like
the mumbling monk.
Now here's what we're gonna do. Has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Neil, don't start with us on the Bee Gees.
This song makes me cry, too.
I used to make love.
That's why they wrote it.
To my wife.
The Bee Gees, is that right?
Oh, the Bee Gees, we pop it on. It was just passion. What? Passion.
I believe that, because they last about 3 minutes and 12 seconds of song.
I'm done. Let's go. Got a pizza.
Never made it to the end of
funny.
The song, did
funny. We always did.
They had five albums.
They had five albums. Yeah.
Going at
the
same time.
Them on
I want a Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, I was just getting to think of a long song. Yeah. He got it. He beat me to the punch.
I got him.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah. Hey, Jude, a long song?
Yeah.
It is when he breaks down into the... I love that song.
You know what? Let's just change sports talk to music talk tonight.
Now listen.
Karaoke night.
Hey, listen.
Karaoke.
We got some big stuff to announce. Number one is next year's Christmas album. The Christmas show. The Christmas show.
Christmas show.
We are singing.
I'm in.
Us three.
Hey.
No Bill. I don't want Bill screwing us sing up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he screws everything up. I hate
Bill.
God.
hate Bill.
Get him out of there, Spencey. If you, hey, if you'd have played the Amanuba Namanu, I would have punched Neil right in the face. He wants to sing that with Kathy Myring.
Karen
Myring. He can.
He can have that.
Yeah. Oh, no, Dale. Don't. Don't do it.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
We heard that way too many times.
No, we're challenging. We're going to sing our best Christmas. Us three. No, we don't want to. Because we got some harmony us three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we got choreography.
Yeah.
Oh.
Da na 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 na. Brady, wow. Brady Bunch.
Hit it, Peter.
Like it.
La, 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 la.
Nobody understands it.
I've never seen that show.
What?
Oh my!
The one where they sang. Peter's got.
I've never seen any of the shows.
Oh my God!
The Brady Bunch.
I was 25 when that came out. Why would I be watching that show?
Carol.
The mom.
Carolyn Anderson.
Florence Anderson.
Yeah, Carolyn Anderson. So I knew it was.
That was a teacher.
That's a great teacher.
Sorry, Miss Anderson.
Sorry, Miss Anderson. Bob was having bad thoughts.
Lonnie Anderson
in eighth grade. Now what?
Lonnie Anderson.
She had a great body, but her hair turned me off.
We're on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Boys, it is official.
Yes.
We got official?
Next Wednesday night.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. It is mock draft 2017.
That's big.
With me and Fear hosting two of the all-time great mock drafters.
Mock drafters.
Have any of them won? Whatever
this is
they were in.
This, yeah.
Toby Metzger, who studies this stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
He is a Jones for the draft.
He loves it.
And Cody Feely.
They're in.
He's mock Spock.
He is an idiot.
Yeah.
But I love him. He'll know.
Spanish.
So next Wednesday, mock draft. Thursday's first round.
Yep, first round.
These guys are coming in here and they're doing their first round of the draft. And it'll be great radio.
Could be good.
Make sure you tune in. We're going to get a lot of listeners next. And we want these guys drunk before they come in.
That'll make it better.
No, everybody has to drink. We're going to meet for Fireballs at 6 o'clock.
Fireballs.
And
Fireballs.
And each of them get to bring two people with them. They got to be on each corner. This is going to be big.
This will be big.
They will destroy this place. It is mock draft.
Mock draft.
Yeah. With Cody Feely and Toby Metzger. And it's going to be right here, folks, next Wednesday night. So don't run late. Who you got on?
Yeah.
Next week, we have Mandy Mollenkamp.
Okay.
And Tracy Hine-Evers.
Okay.
Talking about school stuff.
See, that's going to run until 8:15.
That's nice.
Nope.
We're done.
We'll cut them off at 8 o'clock.
Jeff Gray.
Jack has to talk faster.
He's a stutter. He can't talk.
No, I'm just saying.
For God's sake.
I'm just saying.
I was in speech class for first 9 years.
I'm just
going
to say, you just go and say, so Manny, what do you think about school? Don't ask too many real questions.
Yeah. No, actually, that'd be good. Manny and Tracy, that'd be real good.
That'd be good.
Yes.
You do have good people on there.
Thank you.
But we are getting Rob Weaver.
Hey, I'd love that.
And he is going to be the best guest we've ever had.
Probably he might be.
Huh?
I don't know. He's a little shy on the radio.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, are you coming? Come in and help?
Duh. No.
No.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here for you. Because we'll mix it up.
Mixer.
We'll do like an hour of civic stuff that Rob has covered in both these villages, and then we'll do sports. And it'll be good.
That'd be good. Okay.
Book it.
I'll get a hold of Rob.
Yep.
Rob would be awesome.
He may not do it, but I think because these two radio stations work together.
Yeah. He actually has texted me several times and said that he just really appreciates that we not only put his shows in the archives and that kind of thing and run it, and you can listen to his radio station online just like you can ours.
I did last night.
But a lot of people just don't, and he has supported us from the beginning because he understands that we're not trying to be competition. We're trying to fill in where he just can't.
And he,
because I think he really does like Fort Recovery better than he likes Portland.
No, don't.
Sorry, Portland.
No, he is a community guy.
Yes, he is.
He is.
You know?
Yep.
Oh,
he does like Fort Recovery, too.
He does. Yeah. He likes Fort Recovery. Yeah, I agree with you. Big P passed away 8 years ago, Easter Sunday. Wasn't that something?
Is that right? Eight years?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That is unbelievable.
And that's another one that doesn't seem like eight. Just don't.
No, Jack had the most perfect saying.
What's that?
I just said, you know, it seemed like yesterday and it seemed like a million years ago.
Yep.
You know, it really does. Right. There's ways that...
Seems like a million years.
You always have a way with words. Yeah.
Well, I'm a cunning linguist.
You know what I always say about you?
Cunning, wait a minute. Cunning linguist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
Hey, Jack, you know what I got to say about that?
Wait a minute.
It's only words. And words are to take your heart away.
What do you think of that?
That's good.
Thank you.
That was good.
I sound like that guy.
You
Barry Gibb.
Exactly. Barry Gibb.
Bear?
Yep.
Any more facial hair?
I just shaved that.
No.
I've never had that much hair on my face.
Is that right?
Yeah. I got a new blade out, too.
Yep.
Oh, man, Spency.
Bring it in here. Group hug. Us four in. All right.
Let's bring it out.
High five.
You know what? We should really have Neil sing Five Golden Rings one time.
Neil.
That was good.
Let me tell you something about Spencer. That's how he sounded. Neil Spencer is a hidden gem behind the music.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
behind
do like
the
behind the music. Like
behind the music.
Remember how they used to do that? Yeah. VH1 Behind the Music?
Yep.
Yeah. George Moore singing the Marty song sucks balls.
Oh, come on.
Neil is
Neil
a singer.
Neil singing Five Golden Rings.
Golden Ring. That's big.
Yeah.
Golden Ring.
We're all like.
Rings.
We're all like.
He stunned us.
We're all like. Spencer's unbelievable.
He's good.
If you notice, I didn't do it every time. It hurts my throat really bad.
Well,
I can do 3 seconds.
It was solid radio.
That was good stuff.
I was pretty sure I should have been an opera singer. I love that. If you,
there wasn't enough brains in that room that night.
Well, I mean, at the end of the night, everybody's blitzed.
Yeah.
We're really dumb.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
At the Chamber of Commerce thing, you know, everybody just sitting there going, when Bill does this, his low, I guess it was Johnny Cash voice, just looking around, just shaking their head.
Just dumb. He just ain't got him. Who could you get to run that show instead of Bill in the Morning?
Nobody. The dynamic between him and Rocker.
Mick Evers.
No, Mick's too nice.
Mick and Rocker.
Mick and Rock.
Mick and Rock Show.
The Mick and Rock Show.
Well, Bill's going to be gone Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week.
Well, he's Thank God.
He's Where's he gone?
Don't know. So we're deciding if we want to have
his 11th vacation.
Some of you guys come in or just do stuff, or we could just get Mick Evers.
The Mick. The Mighty Mick has struck out.
Call him the Mixter.
The Mixter.
Mickinator.
The Mickinator. How about Perry Hall?
He's doing good, ain't he?
Perry's a good guy.
He is, yeah.
I like Perry. Perry's a type that you could give him a microphone in any topic and he could talk for an hour about anything.
Yeah. Can you open that? I don't want to break the crackers.
Break the crackers?
No. Sophie, we got a big one tomorrow.
Big one? For sales?
Yeah.
They're struggling, and they're going to want to win bad.
They have to win.
They have to win, and we need to beat them.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that at home?
Yep. We're going to bring Tweetsie out.
We beat them at Versailles earlier.
We did.
Right?
Weather permitting.
Reese Rogers was really good against
them. Yeah, weather doesn't look good right now, but
it's not too good. It's not bad out now.
50-50?
Yeah, well, let's go play now. We got lights.
$125.
It's supposed to be nice Friday, so I wonder, like, right now.
Do they have a game on Friday?
They say, hey, let's do this Friday if we get rained out.
Absolutely. You got to. And whoever you're playing on Friday, if you're playing some torp team, you just tell them, I'm out. We got to play a league game.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's what you
get. You in or out?
I'm in.
Jack?
Who's a torp team?
I don't know.
Waiting for. We need to go better.
Well, what he means is non-league.
They might have a twerp team.
Yeah, we don't got a game.
We don't have a game.
So Friday makeup is perfect.
We don't have a game.
That's what I'm saying. That's the best taste and pack I've ever had.
Velocity. We are wide open.
We are BG
and BG machine.
Come see. Yet why am I so blind?
need. It's unkind. It's unkind.
Bill could sing these words. He probably messed them up too.
You have lonely days?
Yep.
Don't start with me on that.
Lonely days.
Don't even. Don't even start with that.
Crazy.
Not too late.
That one makes me stop.
Outside the restaurant, the music plays so nonchalant.
Right here when they get into it.
Yeah.
All Bee Gees is special on.
Yeah, yep. Bee Gees song.
The Beefies.
The Beefies.
Or Beefy.
What do you say?
Huh?
What's that mean?
Bee, Bob, Bob.
Beefies.
Beefies.
I thought Beefies. Oh, this one here.
This is a tearjerker.
The joke was on me.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
That was good.
You know what? We found the guy who's going to play Freaky Valley in the
broke everybody's
broke some speakers, but that's all right.
How many people right now just throw their phones against the wall?
It's unbelievable.
In my head from things that I said.
You got to watch the Bee Gees thing Sunday.
I got her take.
Go home and watch it.
I'm going to check her out.
You been watching Young and the Restless?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
What?
Big.
What is Young and the Restless? Are you serious?
Oh, Miss Bay.
The Young and the Restless.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Oh.
We should have a Young and the Restless hour.
Victor Newman.
Okay.
I hope
Chuck's available.
Victor Newman might be the coolest guy.
I'll be down.
I love Eric Braeden. That's
Eric
Victor Newman.
Yep. Oh, okay.
I follow him on Twitter.
Hey, Bob.
Is he blocked you yet?
Stalker.
I do like follow 1,200 people. I got some serious problems. You know, I never really looked at it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I follow Alyssa Milano.
Ooh.
Alyssa. Yeah.
Ooh.
She breastfeeds.
She does breastfeed?
Yes. I mean, she's like a major
spokesman?
Proponent. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. She's in favor. And she hates Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Big. I mean, really? Bad.
Don't like Big Donald.
Major liberal.
Really?
Yep. I don't like her anymore.
Bill O'Reilly, out.
Out.
Fox News.
Ain't that some... is that official now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. Gone.
Billy Riley. Bill, that's, I'm sure Bill and Rocker talk about there.
Yep. Talked a little bit about this morning when they're talking about
it. Yakko says, this we're rocking with Rocker?
No, Rocker with Rocker has more diversity.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means right after that he'd be playing a country song.
I mean, we could country. Flip it.
Or a really lousy rap song.
Oh, I hate when he plays his rap, but he likes rap.
Oh, he loves it.
He does like rap.
Crap.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He only likes it because he knows we hate it.
If you had to pick one concert to go to, don't say Barbara Streisand or punch you in the face. You got one concert. Anybody. Living or dead.
Yep.
Elvis.
Ooh, living or dead?
Yep.
Ooh.
Would you do Elvis?
King would be pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'd say in his prime, I would go see Michael Jackson.
Ooh. When, he would be.
Beat it. When like he was doing
I'm just going to say, don't take your kids.
The, you know, Thriller stuff.
He'd be after them.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was big.
I think Frank Sinatra would have been.
Ooh,
how
yeah.
cool that cat was.
Frank was cool.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about Victor Newman cool. Frank is like
Frank's
cool.
Big time cool.
You know, when like, you know, and I, when, you know, Don Rickles died, I watched a lot of his clips and stuff.
Classic
and when,
stuff. Yeah, there's some good classics on there.
When they did the you know, roasting the man of the year and they roasted Frank Sinatra, you could just tell that they were roasting him, but they didn't want to go too far.
Because
he
got the mafia. Rickles several times has told stories on different talk shows. This story is one of the most awesome ones. He's sitting at a table with his friends, and Sinatra's sitting at another table with his friends, and he goes over and tells Sinatra, he said, "Really mean a lot to me if you'd just come over and say hello." So 20 minutes later, Sinatra comes over and says, "Hey, Don, how you doing?" He says, "Hey, can't you see I'm with people?"
Yeah. No, that is a classic.
That is awesome.
That is Don Rickles.
Can't you see I'm busy here?
The stuff he got away with.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And he
and the black people just laughed at him.
And
that's the way.
I mean, when you're joking, but they need to be able to take a joke. And Nipsey Russell was just laughing his butt off every time
Nipsey
he said,
Russell.
"How do you make a telephone ring?"
Call
that too.
Anyway. Nobody even knows who Nipsey Russell is, thus far.
Yeah, we don't care.
No.
Anybody that doesn't know he is, just Google it. You'll see he's funny.
He was funny
guy. There's some really funny guys in that era.
Foster Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
The drug.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great. When you think.
They were all good at sports, too.
What?
Well, this was sports talk, and I thought I had to interject something to do with sports.
Oh, okay.
We're back.
Way to go, Jack. You always keep us on track.
Stay the course.
Focus.
Yeah.
A thousand points away.
Because we'd hate to get distracted by, you know, something that everybody
Well, next Wednesday, this is Big P's song.
What
goes up must come down. Spinning wheels got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
What's his name, Neil?
David Clayton Thomas.
Very good.
You got no money and you got no hope.
Big P sang this song. He got up on stage in Cincinnati once, and he sang this song. And the band, Big P knew every word to this song.
Yeah.
And the band, and Big P sang it. I mean, he screwed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he sang it. They just loved him.
Yeah.
How can you not love him?
Yeah.
Or when Puttman jumps up and sings Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
Yeah. Oh,
that's always just a classic.
Yeah.
Puttman used to, when we'd karaoke there, he was into our karaoke, me and Chester, when we first started.
Yeah.
And he'd follow us around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'd see him at the lake, and he had us at Portland, and Putt was a big Bub and Chester karaoke first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Puttman he is a talent.
No. Yeah.
In his day, that guy could, no doubt about it. What else we got to talk about?
No.
Reds losing 2-0.
Reds losing?
Yeah.
Reds are playing pretty good.
They are playing pretty good.
Youngsters are doing pretty well.
Let's see what's going on here. Browns
executive VP, Sashi Brown.
Oh, Sashi.
Says team prepared to pick number one and will not trade down.
Yeah, they're going to take Garrett Nan.
Then
what do we do? And if you want to find out what the Browns are going to do before the draft.
Next week,
Wednesday, you tune in. Toby Metzger, Cody Feely, Mock Draft 2017.
Yeah.
There'll probably be so many people in here standing outside watching this because this is big. This is Kiper McShay.
Yep, this is big.
This is
showdown.
It is.
Is it Desperado?
Yes, it is.
Eagles.
Oh, man.
Is this your one? Yours?
Desperado.
Are you a Desperado guy?
I love the Eagles.
Really?
Eagles are good.
You've been around fences so long now.
Could you imagine if you could sing like that?
Oh.
Huh?
I thought we were.
No, I mean, like, if you could get the chicks.
I thought we could.
You know what?
You guys did all right. Each of us outkicked our coverage.
What?
Huh?
What? Jack, I could. I mean, when you think about my potential out there.
Yeah, big potential.
I don't like bragging.
But. Okay.
My wife got a lucky catch.
Yeah, he did.
Big fish. Big fish.
Big tuna.
That's a big tuna she brought in. But
you only want the ones you can't. I mean, that's good stuff. How about? Hey, you like Bob? You like?
No, I don't like Bob Seger.
Alice Cooper.
Okay.
You like Cooper?
Yeah.
Coop.
Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, his one album. I know every song, every word to every song.
Was he the one played in High Noon?
That's Jim. That's Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey.
That's so far off. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Could be Jim and Gary Cooper.
No, I mean, that's a great song. How about, what is my song, Alice Cooper, that I know every word?
School's
School's out.
Smoking in the boys' room.
No, that's just,
he didn't do that.
That's Brownsville Station.
They did the original. Motley Crue did a
Motley Crue's version sucked compared to Brownsville Station.
Definitely, but that's the one that's the most popular now for some reason.
Dino, he'll be coming up here to shoot you.
Who?
He's there. He loves Motley Crue.
He does love really? Motley Crue. Oh, yes. Tommy Lee's his man.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Brownsville Station.
Yep.
Well, what did you think?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby was good at that.
He was good at that.
That was Billy Vera.
Is this the one?
This is it. How'd you know it? No, not 18.
Not 18?
No, this, I'm talking about Is It My Body?
Oh,
you got that?
I don't know. Yep. Right there.
You got it?
You got it.
I sing it a lot. Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Are you serious?
I know one guy knows it.
To get inside of your mind.
Never heard of
it. Give me a break, yeah.
You guys throw him down the basement.
Take a chance for the very first time. You got.
Word to that whole album.
Okay.
I was the same way with Rare Earth.
Rare Earth. Are you serious? Yeah. You want to celebrate?
Yeah. Do you want to celebrate?
Do you want to celebrate?
Yeah. I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate.
I had on the dollar bill.
And he'd come. Remember, you always had the headsets.
Yeah.
And you turn the stereo on, and he'd turn his headset on at night, and he'd crank on Rare Earth.
Yeah.
And he would just listen to stuff over and over and over.
Yeah.
Their next song on this is a good tune too. The Rare.
I have no idea.
You don't. You don't have that. Right.
Whole list.
Uh oh. Whack.
That wasn't good.
That wasn't good.
Nope.
That's what I'm telling you. I just wanna celebrate.
Yeah. Hey,
are you ready? Was it something?
That might be it.
Something, are you ready?
Get ready.
Get ready.
That's it.
Never had a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. It's all right.
That's all we know of the song.
That's it.
There is the album has a 20-minute version of this.
Yep.
With a saxophone
live.
Introduction that's just, it wasn't, as far as I know, it wasn't live, but it's about a 20-minute introduction that's just really good.
Golden Earring, Radar Love.
That was a good song, but
Gary Wendell.
Yeah, that's big Gary. Gary loved that song.
Been driving on that, man, wait on the wheel.
Now,
and then Michael Bublé.
No.
Bublé.
I know.
Call me
Fee.
Now, irresponsible.
Who was your pappy?
Pappy?
Who was this guy?
Engelbert Humperdinck?
No.
Fit Ernest Tubb.
Ernie Tubb.
Ernest Tubb.
Oh, Richard Feeley, God rest Ernest his soul. You always sang the crap out of Jim Reeves.
Oh, there's
he said, I love you.
Oh, that's wrong.
Here's
that's George.
I thought George Reeves was Superman.
This is Ernest.
Oh, pick it out, Smitty.
Pick it out, boys.
Where's the floor over you?
I'll be walking the floor over you.
Ernie Tubbs.
Love you.
I think Ernie Tubbs was on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Nope, that was Flat and Scruggs.
I love you.
Okay.
That's Flat and Scruggs.
Whoa.
Love you more than I can ever tell you.
No, that was me.
I thought that you wanted me and all.
We lifted him off the chair a little.
But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind.
Ernie Tubbs.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right.
Full Recovery Radio is the only station in the United States playing Ernie Tubbs right now.
Yeah, I bet there's one down in Kentucky or Tennessee. Nashville.
There's probably radio stations that dedicate entire hours
to
Ernie Tubbs.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
There probably is.
Ernie Tubbs Radio Hour?
Yes.
Might be. Where he's from?
Dang. Texas.
Or is he?
Oh, man. All skate.
That's my mama's
all skate.
Though love is blind, make up your mind. I've got to know.
That's Jim Reeves?
Yes, the late great Jim Reeves.
George Reeves.
Oh, that's Superman.
He'll have to go.
Yep.
Oh, man, you turned that off.
Yeah, he's
going to
samples.
Michael Bublé now.
I was just doing samples.
Michael Bublé doesn't have his own song.
Yeah, he does. Home.
How big a balls did this cat have?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I think this is one that Willie Nelson got. I believe he wrote this before he got famous.
Balls?
Yep.
Wow. Patsy Cline.
He wrote Crazy.
Crazy.
Blue eyes crying in the rain. Yep. Who's that?
Willie Nelson. Willie. Isn't it?
I'm blue eyes. Not my baby's guy.
Blue eyes.
So sincere. Where you live. Not one listener tonight.
Let's do a little Patsy.
Patsy.
Crazy.
Mudbo right now is Dancing with Mary.
Oh, guaranteed.
That's right.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely.
We got Beyonce.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She sucks.
She's pretty.
Queen Bee, Queen Bull Crap.
Which one was which Willie Nelson thing were you talking about before?
How about
Angel on the Plane?
You're always on my mind.
Or we could do the duo.
The girls I've loved.
Oh, yeah.
He called in a radio station once, Julio Iglesias.
Is that right?
Yes, he did. On his birthday.
Yes.
Of all things. I wish I could find that pretty easy. Well, I can't find.
I'm so happy.
Can't find it.
So the song that the Muppets used to sing, Over the Rainbow or whatever?
No.
Somewhere you'll find it.
Yep.
A rainbow connection.
Willie Nelson wrote that.
No kidding.
Did he? I thought it was Harry Nelson.
I think it might be Harry Nelson. Harry Nelson, Willie Nelson.
He wrote a lot of that stuff. He wrote a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Willie just gets stoned and write great songs.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
That's good.
A rainbow connection.
The lovers or dreamers and me.
Jack, did you hear the kids we had on last week for the Ray Cooney's deal?
Yes.
Neil, how good was them little fart smelling?
It was actually Paul Williams that wrote that. Paul Williams wrote a lot of stuff.
He sang Moon River too, didn't he?
He might have, yeah.
Andy.
Oh, that was no, Andy that's Williams.
Andy Williams.
That was Andy.
They're going to re-record that promo that they did for the because they've added another, they've completely sold out all the three shows they had, so they're going to add another show. So
really,
yep.
Well, good for them.
Yep. Let's see if I can find that.
You know what? I think us three should do Little Mermaid type thing. No.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
We gotta get this off the air.
And let's see. Here's that's still can't find it.
Cattle call.
Cattle call.
Yeah, here we go. This is the
Rawhide.
This is the little kid's
cattle call.
Cattle call. That's great.
Here goes.
Okay. Well, let's see. I love that song. This is the commercial they did after you guys.
Hey, I'm Flounder. Jay County Civic Theater will be performing The Little Mermaid.
We have shows scheduled for April 27th.
This is our friend Ray Cooney. I'm not sure which
and a matinee
where they're
at 2
adding
PM
a show
on April 30th.
But they are adding another show.
$7 for students and $10 for adults, and they're available.
But listen to this young lady sing at the end. She's really good.
We should make sure that people listening understand that neither me, Bob, nor Fee will be there performing.
Yes, that's a good idea. But there will be some for recovery in other areas.
Me, Ariel, in The Little Mermaid.
Here she is singing.
We want you to be part of our world.
Sitting there just
watch and you'll see. Someday I'll be part of your world.
It just sits down, sings it. Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
I ain't impressed.
Okay. You know what? I mean, I thought it was Fee.
You can take her, Bob.
You know, I thought it was Fee.
I thought it was.
Yeah, he'd have been eight. Maybe his voice might have sounded like that.
You know what? It's neat to watch little kids perform like that. It really is.
I agree.
I was getting a little teary.
Yeah, I agree. It gets me. Them little kids get you because it's amazing how you just wish that I don't know. You know, as you get older,
you had any talent at all.
Yeah. You realize how big a loser you are. Is this your song?
Yeah.
Piano call.
Yep.
He's trying to read his phone right now. He can't. He can't get far enough away.
And he rounds up the cattle each fall.
What is it? Justin Rogers.
Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride with the rain. Falling wide. When the night winds blow up.
Huh?
His
job.
What?
His heart is fresh.
Oh my God, Carla's got a heart attack. She finds that out.
Fee asked for two songs, Rainbow Connection and Cattle Call.
With an old western draw.
Gotta have some diversity.
How about this one?
Hang on.
Singing his
Neil Diamond.
Oh.
Okay.
Can't go wrong, Neil.
something off the beaten trail. Something that's not everybody sings.
Play me.
Play me.
That's a beautiful song, but great I don't song. Know it. I know some of it.
Oh, I know it all.
Do you?
Yeah. She was morning.
And I
was nighttime. When they woke up to find her lying beside my bed.
Well, that's not bad.
She softly said, come lay me.
Yeah, I know that song.
Why not? In need of someone. As though I've done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where.
Hey, Jack, how about bread?
Ooh, oh, bread's good.
Yeah, especially with a lot of money. Yeah.
I am going to a Neil Diamond concert Friday night.
No shut way. Up.
Louisville.
Louisville. No, you're not.
Yeah. That was what my group gave me for Christmas this year.
Just you and Marcia?
Me and Marcy.
You and Marcia are going to see Neil Diamond on Friday night in Louisville.
Yep.
Awesome.
Song she sang the problem to is, me.
Neil don't know anything anymore.
He can't remember anything.
Like when he sings a song, he just breaks down his guitar and he sings. Yep. He gets about half the words right.
And then he just counts on the audience singing along. I mean, I mean, everybody knows that.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Where it began.
I'm about Sweet Caroline Doubt.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline.
That's a long one.
Yeah. How about...
Here's bread if you want to do a bread.
Ooh. And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you.
Right now, Marcia's fired up, ain't she?
No, because
you don't pass it up.
This was before us.
Uh-oh.
And I had the hots for old girl in Coldwater.
Whoa!
And Coldwater had like a soda fountain back then.
Uh-huh. And you went there?
And I went there. She worked there. And I remember putting quarters in this little thing, or it was probably nickels back then, and playing this song, I Want to Make It With You. And
how'd that work out?
She wouldn't have anything to do with me.
Perfect. Good for her.
But, I mean, that was...
It kind of worked out, though.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Not too bad. Happy birthday, Jordan Stonewood.
Yeah.
Jordy! Yes, sir!
How old's Jordan? 28?
Jordan is 29.
Marcia Smith.
Marcia Smith. 50 today.
Yep.
Is she 5'0"?
They're leaving tomorrow for Nashville. The whole family. How Smith's cool. family. Yeah.
Awesome.
Good Happy for them. Birthday, Marcia.
That's awesome.
I told Smith, I texted Dad, I said, how come our wives look like they're 35 and we both look 70? What happened there? What did we go wrong?
Well, I'd say they've aged you guys.
They got you. That's right.
That's what Dan said.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
You've enabled both of them to live the happy life.
Thank you,
Love
Jack.
A good woman.
Heather Zeringer's birthday today.
Heather. All right. How old's Heather?
I'd say Heather
35?
Is... 30...
You're not supposed to say women's ages.
Something?
Why?
They don't like it.
Oh, they don't care.
Yeah. What is she
Another
wearing?
Cowboy song here.
Ghost Riders in the Sky?
Yep.
Remember when you sang that?
Yeah. I made up Ghost Turkey in the Sky.
That was over the Elks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Portland Elks?
Yeah. That was Hooli, wasn't it? No, is that Hooli's?
Well, I did something for Hooli's thing. My name was old Jim Cooper, worked with turkeys many years. Bought them, sold them, hatched them in spite of all their fears. Then one day while walking, an egg hit me in the eye when I looked above me.
Ghost turkey
in the sky.
You got to get the Coopers on here. Insight.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
You got the poll or not? Would they do?
Nope.
They wouldn't.
Nope.
They?
Nope. They won't return my calls.
They hate you.
Yep.
Your days are numbered.
Are they? No, they don't even know he exists. He can't fire him if they don't know he exists.
Kind of like the guy with the stapler.
Jack Stonewood.
Who's Jack Stonewood?
He's talking
to the guy.
We write him a check, but don't know what he does.
Yeah. Jack, what's he look like?
You have anything else to talk about?
Nope.
I ain't need anything.
Girls softball. Did we talk about any of that?
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. They've been playing well, and you guys
won four games or something.
Three, yeah, they won three games.
You guys got
them
fired up when you got Tammy on, and
we did.
Everybody's doing great.
Tammy's coached them up.
Had some kids hit home runs.
Yeah,
yes,
Johnson's. That.
That's Love pretty cool.
It. Well, looks like we're kind of sitting there looking around. Let's see.
What else we got there? We got...
Here's Jody's, one of Jody's songs.
No, we got the Fort Recovery Community Golf Tournament.
Ooh, that's coming up. Oh, yeah.
May the 13th.
13th? Yeah.
Portland Country Club, 1 o'clock start.
Get signed
and
up.
Get signed up
at Hastings.
Bowling Alley.
Come on down.
The Hastings?
Hastings. Yeah, I got
them. Miracle Lanes, Brick Street.
You don't need your team. Just come and sign up. Put your average score, your handicap down.
They'll,
and
they'll make up teams. Teams up.
Oh, yep. Great time.
Spencer's trying to get me laid tonight.
Yeah.
My wife loves this song.
Yep. Into the Mystic.
Yeah, the Bonnie boat was one. As we sail into the Mystic.
You don't know that song?
I'd never heard this
just
before.
Talking about it.
I had never heard this before until Jody was requesting it.
Oh, great tune.
Smell the sea and feel the sky.
My Van Morrison song is Moon Dance.
Always
Moon Dance.
Moon
Dance.
You know that song?
Which one?
Moon Dance.
I know. Safety Dance. Got that?
Safety Dance.
Was Moon Dance Michael Bublé?
Bublé. No.
Well, it's a marvelous night
for the moon. Yeah, this is a Michael Bublé song.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he wrote it.
Socks, balls.
Bublé.
He only sings one. What's his song he's got? Moon?
I don't know. He has a nice voice, but I don't love any of his songs.
I do kind of. He did a thing where he sang. Somebody got up on stage with him. Little kid. It was pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
It was his, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
It's 260s.
So who's singing this?
Van Morrison, the guy that wrote it.
Really?
Yeah.
Groovy.
Jerry Snodgrass, follow me on Twitter now. So you guys want anything done?
Snod.
He must really be slur.
Maybe he said something cool. And
no, he'll be blocking me.
So you asked me who I'd go see, and I said you, Michael Jackson. I don't think either of you guys answered that
question. I said that I would go see Frank. You never
answered. You said Frank, yeah.
I'll probably go see the King.
Ah.
Yeah, be hard to pass up.
LeBron James?
Yeah.
LeBron. I seen James. It about a month ago.
It'd be tough to pick between Elvis singer. and Sinatra. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Them would be two good ones.
Yeah, it would be. And Michael Jackson. When you look at, I mean, take away Michael Jackson's personal life, just as an entertainment guy.
Yeah, fantastic.
Freaking nuts, man, how good he was.
He had like about a 5-year stint there where everything he touched was.
Then I hear you calling.
That was a young day.
No. Rat. Wasn't Ben, I hear you calling. It was Ben, the two of us may rat no more.
Such a pretty song, it's about a rat.
Yeah, it was a rat.
What a deal.
Seemed about right to me.
We both found what we were looking for. They don't see.
There you got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's got it.
What's the first song that you sang?
I don't know. That was the wrong song. But
it was the wrong song, but it was the Ben fit.
No. Yeah. The first song I ever sang that I remember singing.
Yep.
Fifth grade.
Ooh.
Music. George Washington.
George Washington.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Oh. You ready?
Yep. Yep. Look at the...
Ready for this one?
I'm absolutely ready.
Hit it.
Take a G and an E and an O. Add a little R-G-E to a W-A-S-H-I-N-G. When you add 2,000 pounds, that makes a ton. So what do you got? You got a lot. George Washington. G-E-O-R-G-E.
You remember that song?
I've
never heard that in my life.
That was what we sang fifth grade music.
I have tears in my eyes.
Mrs. Merlin.
Merlin. You know what?
Right, she's good.
Right before that, I, in fifth grade music, I learned Stodola Pumpa.
We got to hear it.
Okay.
Stodola. Okay, ready?
I think I have heard this one.
strolling along one bright and sunny day. Sweet, gentle breezes whisper on their way. Under the stars, we slowly stroll along, while distant hills keep echoing our song. Stodola, 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 pumpa, stodola, pumpa, stodola, pumpa, stodola, 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 pumpa, stodola, pumpa, pum, pum, pum.
That was good.
Thank you.
What grade was that?
Senior year.
Was that?
Graduation.
Was that Slant IC?
That was at St. Peter's School.
St. Pete?
Yep.
When did you go to St. When did you move from IC?
Second grade was my first year at Fort Recovery.
Okay.
Third grade was my first year at Fort Recovery.
How about feet? You got to remember some.
Oh, I had some classics.
Come on, let's go.
Mrs. Merlin. Probably yeah. All I do to all day. We did that one.
Oh, man. Oh, I love that. Let me go.
I remember that.
Trip downtown to see my gal singing Polly Wally Doodle all day.
Yeah.
Myself, she is a singing Polly Wally Doodle all day. Fare thee well, my fair leave. I'm going to Louisiana, just see Miss Susie and singing Polly Wally Doodle all day.
That's the most beautiful song I've ever heard.
There's a dry eye listening right now.
There's a live ear listening right now.
You know, how many people got listening, Keith?
I'm not going to look.
Can't be. Got to look.
Can't okay. be.
Come on.
It's a six-step thing to go through.
Come on. Get it out. Let's see.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Oh, I got to hear this. This is going to be a classic.
If there's anybody listening, they're Four. Crazy.
Huh? Somebody left a radio on.
Okay. Here we go. Step number six.
Here we go. Come on.
We have double digits, man.
There's no way.
There's 17 people logged on, which means probably almost 50 people listening to this.
But,
crap. It's like a Garth Brooks concert.
But, 17, and like there's, you get a lot from like Indonesia.
Well, not for this.
From Zimbabwe and stuff.
Not for this.
Mrs. Merlin.
Yeah.
Do that.
She's got to be.
I do remember that.
Who's your hottest teacher?
And Ty.
You mean like the ones that sweated the most? That'd be John Neisinger.
George Graham.
He was pretty tubby and he sweated a lot. He was hot.
Jeff Hossel. He was like the seventh grade teacher. He had big armpit stains.
Yeah, love it.
And
he was hot.
Every day, his pens would blow up in his pocket. Nice.
Well, here's one that Rocker played a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy squeeze. You make noise.
Rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky. See, Rocker should be punished for playing that.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah. I think it was a request from Ivan.
Do you remember the shaving cream
song? Oh, yeah. I know every word of that.
Do you?
The shaving cream song.
Oh, yeah. Last night my baby fell out of the window. She's lucky her head didn't split. Well, good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be
clean. I think I've heard that one. Yep.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was a nice rendition.
Thank you. Thank you.
I always like that song.
My ding-a-ling is always a popular
Chuck
song.
Berry,
yeah.
The Streak.
The Streak.
Yep.
Ethel!
Yeah.
How about the theme song to Boy the Way Glenn Miller Plays?
Oh, yeah. Arnold Family.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Favorite TV theme song.
Where you moving on up?
Moving on up.
To the east side.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Well, we're moving on up.
My favorite TV theme song.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that was always good.
Which is theme song to what?
Hawaii
50. They even use it on the new Hawaii 50.
Yep.
McGarrett.
Steve McGarrett.
No. Is it Steve McGarrett on Hawaii 50?
Yep.
Dano.
Jack Lord.
Jack Lord. Jack Lord. Hey, how's your hernia?
Surgery.
When?
May 10th.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
no golfing for you on the community club
for a while.
Really? How long gonna be laid up?
Probably 4 weeks at least.
We do got to give a shout out to Michelle Holman.
Okay. Yeah.
Michelle's having surgery.
Oh,
Friday.
I try.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Foot operation. Yeah, she's going to be laid up, too.
Ooh.
Yep. It's like 4 weeks, no weight bear.
Ow. Can't stand
so,
on it.
Yeah. So God love you, ooh. Michelle. We're thinking
what'd
about
it. What'd
she do? I think she just had something. Does she's had a bad wheel and getting her fixed up.
Getting her fixed.
Wheel. Thinking about you, Michelle.
Yeah. 4 weeks laid up. That sucked. Anyhow.
Get ready and, you know, get well in time to take care of Jubilee.
Get well in time for state baseball tournament.
Yes, sir.
She can walk. Her first walk will be Huntington Park.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Hugging the first base, Coach. Yep. After the championship.
Are they doing it at Huntington Park this year? I heard they were going to. Was it this year or next year they're going
to
move it?
We might go to Clippers.
It don't matter. Wherever it is, we'll go.
Yeah.
We'll show up.
We'll be there.
Make and they're out. Moving state football back to Canton, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Are they?
We're tired of Ohio Stadium.
Tired of it.
Really?
We got enough.
We will.
New expert.
Yeah. I want to get Brent. And I want to get Marion Local's coach on.
Yeah. Good one?
Yeah.
Good one?
Yeah, it would be a good Wednesday
one.
Nights.
I would be good.
That'd one. Be a good one.
But... He always says he'd do it if he'd find an open Wednesday, so.
Get him over here.
I might get him over. Digger.
Digger will bring him over.
Yeah. Charlie Brown.
Charlie.
Can't beat Chaz.
Peanuts.
All right, so next Wednesday, Fee, we got the biggest show of the year.
Big.
Fired up. Two of the gurus. Draft.
That's exciting.
It is. I'm fired up already.
Yeah.
We're going to promote the chick out of that, too.
The chick.
Chick.
It's a razor.
The chick razor.
Once again, Bubba and Fee Show. We thank everybody for listening. We got a big week of baseball, Bub. Friday, we got to get that one tomorrow.
Yep, got to get one tomorrow.
That's a huge game. We got to get Lou playing. Yep. And then we got Rushi, a doubleheader. We owe them.
Well,
they hosed us last year down there.
Yep. Made us sit in the rain with...
Marion Local, man. Or Marion Local and...
Not good.
Parkway next week.
I know, we owe Parkway.
Two more big ones.
And the weather's supposed to be great next week. No rain. All next week. Farmers are going to be wide open.
Good, yeah.
They're in the fields now going crazy, too.
Yeah, going crazy.
All right, Bubba and Fee, thank everybody for listening. We'll be back at them next
See
Wednesday.
You next week.
Jackson, thanks for coming.
See you, boys.
Spring is here. The season for celebrating graduation parties, family parties, and the beginning of those delicious cookouts. We have a great Pick 5 selection for all fresh meat products ready for you and your family. Great for grilling in any weather. Graduation is also right around the corner. Keep us in mind for all your catering needs. Also, pre-book any party trays now with our deli team. We would love to service you for all your needs. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.